From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a little-known prison system in this country where 25,000 inmates are kept in isolation. They spend 23 hours a day in a cement box no bigger than a bathroom. There's almost no contact with the outside world, and in many cases, almost no way out. This is solitary confinement in the 21st century. It's moved out of the prison basement and into new high-tech facilities built just for isolation.
Inmates are sent to solitary not for the crime they committed on the outside, but for how they behave inside prison. There are inmates in this country who have been in isolation for more than 20 years, out of public view and away from public oversight. And after spending years alone in their cells, almost all of them will one day be released.
Over the next 3 days, we will examine the state of solitary confinement in America. We begin today in Northern California at Pelican Bay State Prison. It's home to one of the oldest and largest segregation units in the country, and it's the model that dozens of other states have copied. NPR's Laura Sullivan has this rare look inside.
The facility is called the SHU. It stands for Security Housing Unit.
That was the door closing. You are now locked in a cell in the security housing unit at Pelican Bay State Prison.
Everything in this cell, except the stainless steel sink and toilet, is gray cement. The bed, the stool, the table, the cinder block walls.
This is a very small space to spend 22 and a half hours a day. You can't walk more than 8 feet in one direction.
That's correct. Prison is a deterrent. You know, we don't want them to like being in prison.
Larry Williams is the associate warden here. This cell is one of eight in a long hallway. From inside, you can't see anyone or any of the other cells. This is where you eat, sleep, and exist for 22 and a half hours a day. The other hour and a half you spend alone in a small yard. This is isolation. But it's far from quiet. You can hear people talking through the walls, keys rattling, toilets flushing, and the clang of food trays as they are shoved through a small portal in the cell doors. The doors are solid metal with little nickel-sized holes punched throughout. One inmate, known here as Wino, is standing just behind the holes in his cell. It's difficult to make eye contact because you can only see one eye at a time. He gives the tour.
Got my paperwork, books to read. Got my little odds and ends, you know, for my own.
Wino's afraid he'll get in trouble for talking, so he asks that we not use his real name. Wino's a 39-year-old from San Fernando with old tattoos running up his arms. He was sent to prison for robbery. He was sent to segregation for being involved in prison gangs. He's been in this cell for 6 years.
The only contact that you have with an individual is like what they call a pinky shake. You know?
The pinky shake. Wino demonstrates by pushing his pinky through one of the holes and wiggling it.
Put your pinky through, you know what I mean? The other individual, you know what I mean? You know? That's the only personal contact that you have, you know? There's no contact.
A few well-behaved inmates are allowed visitors if their guests are approved in advance and make an appointment. They talk over a handset behind a special plexiglass window. But officials say hardly anyone comes. Pelican Bay is just too remote for most to get to.
So who's the last person that came to visit you?
A friend came on. Five years ago.
So aside from your pod mates and the correctional officers, who have you talked to in the past 4 years?
Nobody.
I'm the first person?
Yeah.
4 years?
Yeah.
There are five other hallways just like this one in this pod of cells. The hallways shoot out like spokes on a wheel. In the center, high off the floor, Officer Buchanan sits at a panel of blue and red buttons that open and close all the doors.
This is the control panel here. Everything is like right here. I've got a shower out in 107. So as I open this up, he comes out. I close this cell back up. I throw that plug in there so I know that he's out of that cell. Open the shower, watch him go into the shower. Once he steps in, I close it. I throw this over so I know somebody's in that shower downstairs. Whatever you do, you only do one at a time.
From up here, Buchanan can go an entire shift without actually seeing an inmate face to face. Far below, an inmate walks a few feet from his cell through a metal door at the end of the hallway.
So now it's his opportunity to go out to the yard. Now close the door.
The inmate steps into the yard, and Officer Buchanan seals the door behind him. The yard is a concrete box about the length of two small cars.
So this is the exercise yard. They get to come out here one at a time.
Associate Warden Larry Williams may sound like he's inside, but we're actually standing in what prison officials call outside. The cement walls are 20 feet high. On top is a metal grate, and through the grate is a patch of sky.
What do they do out here?
Well, most of the time they do push-ups. Some of them just walk back and forth for exercise. We don't allow them to have any type of balls or any other kind of, I don't know what you call it, activity that you do out here. So it's just basically to come out and stretch their legs and get some fresh air.
Back inside, there's a skylight two stories up. But because it's overcast, it's dark, and so are the cells. There are no windows here. Inmates will not see the moon, stars, trees, or grass. They will not see the giant gray building they live in. Their world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, is this hallway. There are 132 hallways at Pelican Bay, just like this one. They are all full. More than 40 states operate facilities like Pelican Bay. Inmates aren't sent here by judges or juries. No prisoner is sentenced to isolation. It makes absolutely no difference what crime you committed on the outside. It's how you behave on the inside, and every state has different rules for how you get here. Prison officials at Pelican Bay say the 1,200 inmates here are in segregation because since coming to prison, they have been the most violent, dangerous inmates in California.
The intent is to monitor, to control, to isolate.
Lieutenant Steve Perez has worked at Pelican Bay for 17 years.
Each person has the opportunity to make a choice. They can choose to obey the rules. They choose. They have a tremendous amount of control over their lives in the security housing unit. This is in response to their behavior. That's why you have facilities like this.
Each month, officers squeeze soap, shampoo, and toothpaste into paper cups. They issue inmates a jumpsuit, but in 2 days at the facility, there didn't seem to be a single prisoner wearing one. Instead, they're in their underwear, white boxer shorts, T-shirts, and flip-flops. Jason is a 39-year-old, small and wiry, from Sacramento. He violated his parole on a robbery charge 4 years ago and was sent to prison. A few months after he arrived, prison officials suspected he was involved in a prison gang and sent him to isolation. He's been here in the SHU ever since.
You find yourself being by yourself, and sometimes you don't like what you see.
Do you feel like that's changed you?
Yes, and it could be changed to the worse, right? Because I know a lot of guys go JCAT, really. You know, and sometimes I ask myself, am I losing it, right?
Going JCAT or crazy in the SHU is something Jason says he guards against every day. He worries what he will be like on the outside when he's scheduled to be released from prison in a year.
It breaks you psychologically, right? You do go through, develop phobias. You know, you start thinking people are talking about you, but they're not. Because your senses start getting very developed. So you can start hearing things that, you know, you start hearing things that is being said and you start reading into them. So that becomes a phobia.
He says he's watched a lot of his neighbors lose their grip on reality. When that happens, there's another part of the prison for them, the psychiatric SHU. In the psychiatric SHU, one inmate is standing in the middle of his cell, hollering at no one. Another is banging his head against the cell door. The psychiatric SHU is full, all 128 beds. One out of every 10 inmates in segregation is housed here in the psychiatric unit. There's even a waiting list. Here, many of the inmates are naked. Some are exposing themselves. The extent of the psychological problems here is laid out on a marker board outside the unit. Lieutenant Steve Perez points to the inmates' names.
So here we are here with Vic, level 2, indecent exposure. He's got to be in a jumpsuit. Nichols, he's on a razor restriction. This guy here, Flores, staff assaulted through the food port. Look, shoes here. Shoes, they're taking his shoes. Why? What did he do with his shoes? Maybe he was kicking the cell door repeatedly, over and over and over again, and refused to stop.
Lieutenant Troy Wood works in the psychiatric SHU. He says they treat mental illness by monitoring the inmates and sending them to what he and others call group therapy.
This is how the PSU inmates receive their group therapy. Okay, each put in one of these holding cells. There's a seat in there and this and that.
In a small room, there are six metal cages the size of phone booths facing each other. There is one inmate locked inside, listening to a boombox.
Depending on what the group is, you know, they'll either listen to music, watch movies, play games, have art, current events, a lot of different types of groups.
So this is group going on right now?
Yeah, this is
what
actually.
It says
music group right now?
This inmate replies that this is in fact reading group. There are no therapists in group therapy. Lieutenant Wood says they'd like to do more, but he says that this treatment has worked for some inmates, helping them to learn to interact and behave normally again. Normal for these prisoners means they don't smear feces on themselves or throw urine at the officers. They shower when able, eat when told, and keep their cells tidy. For the most part, when prisoners do achieve this, the reward is a return to the regular SHU. Experts say it can cost $50,000 a year more to house these inmates in isolation, regular or psychiatric. But if you ask prison officials in this state why they need facilities like this one, they have one answer: to control the prison gangs.
And we will hear about how California's prison gang problem is driving the use of solitary confinement when our story continues in just a minute on All Things Considered from NPR News.